Regal.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Don't label us left or right.
We are American.
Not looking for a war, but we came to fight.
We are American.
Somebody's gotta stand up. Somebody's gotta do what's right. We're rising cause we're fed up. Got our house in order and got yours inside.
Welcome to Sovereign Minds. My name is Mark Kent, and I'm here in the studio with Chandler. How are you doing tonight, Chandler?
I'm very well. How are you?
Oh, the fun never stops, as
always,
you know.
Right, right.
This is KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio. Our chat room is open at kcnr1460.com. If you wish to call in, it's 530-605-4567. We have some special guests in the studio tonight. We have Fred Salanti from the Missing in America Project and Linda Kent, who's in charge of Veterans Affairs at the Tea Party. Just going through some house cleaning and some reminders here first, but how are you guys doing tonight?
Very well, thank you.
Very good.
Doing good.
I'm trying to get ahead of myself here. So, reminders. Reading Tea Party meets every Monday night at 6 p.m. at 2570 South Bonnie View Baptist Church. I think that is now...
Destiny Fellowship.
Destiny Fellowship. Okay, I better write that in so I don't forget that. Anyway, well, make sure that you listen to We the People Radio, 8 to 10 on a.m. Sunday mornings, and or go to theReadingTeaParty.com for more information. Your country, your children, and your grandchildren need you to get out there and get involved, so pry your butts up off the couch and educate yourself on the issue. Talk to your neighbors, go to meetings, check out the website, and see what you can do to protect yourself and your family from big out-of-control government. If you would like to ask some questions, again, please feel free to call in. The number, again, is 530-605-4567, or go to the chat room at kcnr1460.com. So, before we get into current events here, I wanted to give you guys a quote. Hold on, my friends, to the Constitution and to the Republic for which it stands. Miracles do not cluster, and what has happened once in 6,000 years may not happen again. Hold on to the Constitution, for if the American Constitution should fail, there will be anarchy throughout the world. That's Daniel Webster, and I think that's pretty appropriate for what we're talking about. So, we need to hang on to the Constitution, guys. So, headline. First headline, let's get right at it. The first headline is from Bloomberg.com. U.S. consumers relying on credit for basic necessities. Consumers in the U.S. are increasingly using credit cards to pay for basic necessities as income gains fail to keep pace with food and fuel prices. The dollar volume of purchases charged grew 10.7% in June from a year ago, while the number of transactions rose 6.8%, according to First Data Corp's spend trend report issued this month. The difference probably represents the increase in cost of gasoline the food as well. So, you know, there's a problem here. When people start using their credit cards to pay for necessities and stacking those up, you know, that can be a problem over the long haul. And, you know, we're already so far in debt we can't keep up with it. So the figures are in sync with the data that came from the Federal Reserve. Revolving credit, primarily credit card balances, increased by $3.37 billion. To $793.1 billion in May, almost up from an almost 7-year low of $789.8 billion in April. Figures that the central bank showed. The gain was equivalent to 5.1% increase of the annual rate. So, are we cash strapped? Yes. The core customers of Bentonville, Arkansas-based Walmart Stores Inc. are cash strapped, said William Simon, U.S. store chief. He said this at a June 15th conference hosted by William Blair & Company. The paycheck cycle is severe. So what's happening here is we're kind of getting the squeeze on here. The commodities and the food and the staples are going up, but our income's not keeping up with this. And, you know, with Bernanke in charge of the Fed, and his view is that, you know, everything's under control, we're going into recovery, you know, he's thinking that this is getting better. You guys buying that out there yet? We're in recovery, right? Anybody buying that one?
No, I don't think so.
Not hardly.
Yeah, it's recovering from what, you know, and going to what. So, you know, that's what we keep hearing over and over and over again from the powers that be, is that don't worry, everything's fine. You know, go back to sleep, you know, keep working, you know, don't worry, we're in charge, we'll take care of it. So, you know, that's getting kind of old here after a while, you know, hearing the same thing, that there's nothing wrong. Now, here's another headline that came in, and this is, as China enters silver market, dark days ahead for the COMEX. Now, we've been talking about this event in prior programs, and this comes from Mayenville, I'm not sure how you pronounce it, .com, and this is on the 21st of July. And he's been writing for some time about this event happening. You know, we've talked about the market manipulation by J.P. Morgan and HSBC on the silver market, and how that, you know, they have been counterfeiting the shorts, basically, in the futures contracts. And so, you know, what's happening is that when this COMEX, this new exchange opens up and it has competition with the COMEX, the manipulation is going to have a problem because, you know, there's been, you know, the other day there was contracts, 50,000 contracts, and that is the equivalent of 5,000 ounces of silver per contract. So that's 250 million ounces of silver was traded in 1 minute on the COMEX the other day, which is, you know, I mean, ridiculous. It can't happen. They, you know, they're trading paper silver on the market, which drives the price down. Well, the dark days are coming because there will be investigations, there will be discoveries, there will be trials, and there will be jail sentences handed out. Market manipulation is something the feds aren't going to take lightly, and so it looks like there could be prison. And this has been going on for quite a while, so it's something that has been under investigation. So when we're talking about taking and putting silver in your pocket to protect yourself from a hyperinflation, the price has been manipulated so far down for so long that when it does start to come up, it's going to shoot through the roof. We're already up at about $40.50, which is unheard of, yeah, you know, since the 1980s. You know, so it's coming to a head. The only other place I would recommend that you put your money, if you're going to put it into the EFTs, would be Sprott Physical Silver, because their paper is actually really backed by physical. So, anyway, that's that headline. And I think I have one more before we get to our guests here. So let me see what I got. Let's see, headline. This is July 24th. This one's pretty funny. I like Max Kaiser. He's a kick. His headline was Obama financially lynched by racist GOP. And, you know, that sounds kind of like a funny headline. But, you know, when you get into the story, it's really not all that funny, because what they're talking about is Athens, Greece, is now going to receive a bailout from, you know, the European Union to the tune of 109 billion euros. And that's going to come from the International Monetary Fund, which comes from us last time I checked. And so what that means is that, you know, the plan was agreed upon. They, you know, approved the austerity measures. And, you know, they've been protesting in the streets all over the place out there. And, the package also doubles the time given to Portugal and Ireland to back their loans. Meanwhile, Spain, which is the highest unemployment rate in the Eurozone, saw thousands of protesters converge on Madrid Saturday. They camped out all over the entire city center after marching across the country, you know. So, and what are we hearing on the news? You know, it's all good. It's all taken care of. You know, you need to probably go to RT.com, and that's where the story came from, to get other news besides mainstream media. So with that, I think we're about ready to go to a break, and we'll talk with our guests as soon as we get back.
If you're a veteran of Iraq or Afghanistan, like me, coming home can be harder than expected.
I felt a little out of place, but it turns out I wasn't alone. At IAVA.org, there's a free online community of thousands of OIF and OEF vets who've got your back here just like they did over there. So now, I'm never alone. I can get the resources I need and talk to tons of people who understand where I'm coming from.
Whether it's navigating the GI Bill
or VA hospitals,
managing the transition home,
or meeting people you can share stories with,
you'll find it at IAVA.org.
Even if it's just everyday stuff, like getting tips on where to find a nice sweater for my dog.
Did he just say that?
Okay, maybe not that, but everything else. No matter where you are, Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America is there for you. Join our community at IAVA.org.
We've got your back.
Brought to you by Iraq Afghanistan Veterans of America and the Ad Council.
This entire piece of music is played with only two instruments, a right hand and a left hand. Hands can do incredible things, but nothing compares to using them to help save a life with hands-only CPR. If an adult suddenly collapses, call 911, then push hard and fast in the center of their chest until help arrives. Hands-only CPR is recommended by the American Heart Association, and it's incredibly easy and effective. Find out more about this latest method of CPR at handsonlycpr.org. The power to help save a life is in your hands. A message from the American Heart Association and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Sovereign Minds. That's Bad Company. Man, I love that song. I am a simple man. So, we've got our guests here, Fred Salanti and my cohort in crime, Linda Kent here, and she's from the Veterans Affair at the Tea Party. And so we kind of wanted to go over what you do, Fred, as far as the Missing in America project. I mean, I've got some details here that you've given me, but, man, it just looks like you just do a lot of stuff. So maybe you can start giving us some of the info on it.
Of course, first and foremost, the mission of the Missing in America Project is to find our veterans that have been unclaimed by family or for other reasons, and the Missing in America Project assumes the legal responsibility to be their next of kin. We're able to remove them from funeral homes and get them placed in a VA or state cemetery so that they get the military honors that they have earned and deserved. You know, I think when everybody goes off to war, and you join the Army and you say that you're going to go to serve our country, you never dream that when that's over, you might remain 98 years on a shelf with nobody to claim you or this government to take care of you.
Wow, that's unbelievable. So there's actually a legal process where you become the, did you say the guardians or?
We have to become the legal next of kin, because if you go to any state in the Union, current laws are, and funeral homes cannot release to anybody, you can't just give
somebody's
remains. Yeah. And so they're always trying to protect them for a family member to come up 18, 20 years. But when it reaches a certain time limit, there's a time that these men need to be placed and women need to be placed in with their peers and be setting in an honorable place. And part of the reason that we pick VA and state cemeteries is that if a family member ever comes up and says, "Oh, we have a family plot somewhere, and we want Johnny to be in our family plot," we can get them disinterred at no charge to the family and move them to the proper place. So we have lots of rules and stuff that we must follow. But every state sets a priority, just like in an inheritance or in a probate. First it's the wife, then it's the oldest son, then you go down this whole level. Well, when it goes down to that level or everybody disappears, who comes forward? So in the case of the veterans, we go get laws and get placed as the legal person to be able to sign and do the paperwork required.
Well, that brings up a question, because we were just talking about my father, who was buried down in Hanford, and he was a vet, World War II vet. And we had wanted to bring him up because at the time that he died of a heart attack, and we were, you know, young and didn't know what was going on. So obviously the most expedient thing to do was to bury him there in Hanford, and we wanted to bring him back up. Is there any way that we can get that done? Do we have to do it? Is there a charge? Could you guys help us with that? Is there, you know, can you give me maybe some of the info on that?
Well, the first question is you say he's buried there, but in what kind of a cemetery?
It's a
private cemetery or a government?
I believe so. No, it's a private cemetery.
Is it private? I wasn't sure.
Okay, if it's a private cemetery, there is no recourse. The family or the next of kin has to pay to have them disinterred and then transported.
I see.
If you bring them to, say, IGO, then there is no charge to do the end process of it. But at that point, it still comes to the legal next of kin to do.
Is it different if it's a public seminar?
Very much
cemetery?
So. If it's a federal or state VA cemetery, it's all you do is sign a paperwork to sign a petition to request it. And then they do it. It's your responsibility for transportation. But that can either be your car. It can
right.
be the postal service. It can be lots of things if it's cremated remains. And so the process all depends on the circumstances of where it is. And so we get lots of calls from many people that we have to tell them how to go about doing it, because there isn't really a wealth of information out there.
Yeah, we
this is a scarcity. This is a scarce subject that you just don't find.
Yeah, that's what we ran into. We were trying to figure it out. And then, you know, what kind of a cost are you talking about involved in something like that?
Well, actually, the biggest cost is if we have to transport them from certain places. The burial is all covered under Chapter 10, and so that part from the state is covered by the federal government if they're a veteran. And so the ancillary charges are that you have to pay to get a permit. You have to pay the transportation or wherever they're from to get there. Other than that, we estimate that if we find people that are in a funeral home, it costs us an average of, depending on what type of urn they have or what they are at, costs us about $50 a veteran to buy a permit and get them from, say, a shelf to the deal. Now, that doesn't talk about the responsibility if it's not an urn and it's a casket and paying for backhoe operators and paying.
Right.
So everything is different. But if somebody falls into the program that we find located on a shelf, and we go through the research and identification to get them verified, and we're able to tell them this is a veteran, we need to get him to IGO or Dixon or the closest VA cemetery, then the cost is not...
Wow.
There's a cost, but it's not a serious cost
each
veteran.
That's very good to know.
Usually, how long does it take you to get in contact with the families and stuff? Is it all different, or...?
In most of our cases, there's absolutely never any family. I think you're talking in the case of the Civil War veteran that we did in September of last year. They were 98 years on the shelf, and no family had ever claimed them.
Oh,
so,
my goodness.
So there is nobody else to contact. On most of the services that we do, the writers that come with me are the only people that are there representing them, and the other people that come out as patriots to stand and pay honor and respect.
Now, I was looking at your flyer here, and it says, you know, to look at the honor shirt, and you guys are trying to sell $100 sponsorships to, you know, have businesses come in and help. And, you know, it says that the picture symbolizes all the activities and personnel who have given all for us and who put their life on the line every day. So, you know, if they wanted to get a hold of you to donate, I've got the number here. It's 530-229-9000, and that would be Fred Salante or Dave Woodcock at 945-1957. And I guess sponsorships or donations or any of that you guys are good with, is that how it works? Or maybe you
we're
can
tell all, me. We're totally a 501c3 nonprofit, totally reliant on donations. I think it goes back to something that you kind of alluded to a little bit earlier and that we talked about. If you look at things that the federal government has available, if you go into the thousands of grants for toilet seats, salamanders, wetlands, what was it, the $94 million they spent to see the size of a male organ of a gay male to see who is dominant and who isn't, there's not a single dollar that's donated to veterans' burials or cemeteries or funerals.
My favorite one is studying the sex habits of tree toads in the Amazon. That was always a good one for me, but yeah. Okay, so moving right along, it sounds like, you know, we can, we'll probably let that one, you know, we need a bum bum, you know, but we'll let that one slide and move along here. So, a missing in action project.
Missing in America
I'm
project.
I'm sorry, I don't know why.
I do that all the time.
Fred got me all shook up. you know, and let's talk some more about what you guys do, because I know you guys do a whole bunch of stuff. I mean, I was looking at... you know, I wasn't even sure where to start with what you do. I mean, you got a Camp for Life here, and
yeah, you want to tell them what you just got done with Walmart out there for the children.
Yeah, what happens is that a little bit that goes back to that flyer in the picture. We have anybody that was messed with on a terrorist activity, 9/11, whatever. We also have a heart that goes out for the Walmart Heart Program is for children that have serious or terminal illnesses. And we partner with them to make them king or queen for a day, and they get presents and they do stuff. And we had a young lady that we did in Rairika a year ago, and in a November, and by February she had died. And so it kind of became very sad to us that you can't just go do a one-day event for some of these children. And so we went out, and I went to the Shasta County and rented the environmental camp at Whiskeytown Lake, and we brought all of the local children that are in this heart program with illnesses, and we brought them out, fish and game, planted the pond for us. We had fishing. We had every kind of event out there. And so these kids didn't want to leave. They wanted to stay and do stuff. And so next year we're going to do it 9 days worth of camp, because we found that 3 days was too short. So we do that. I think the biggest thing that we're visible with around town is the Missing in America is the only certified motorcycle group to do legal escorts and to assist to get people safely through traffic and through lights and through everything. We do all of the funeral escorts, and they'll see us with yellow vests and lights and getting funeral processions through. We all do special events. The next special event we got that's coming up is the Nation of Patriot Flags that started and has been touring the nation. It runs the country for 100 days, and it's going to arrive in Chico on the 4th of August, and then it's going to be transferred to Reading Harley-Davidson on the 5th. And so that event is going to take place, that we're going to go and help escort the Harley-Davidson groups, bring this Patriot flag into Reading. And for those that would like to join and ride with us to join with the flag, they can stage at the Walmart Supercenter in Anderson at about 11 to 11:15 on Friday, August the 5th. And we'll kickstands up and leave that and drive right up 273, right up through the center of Reading, and out to Reading Harley-Davidson. And there'll be ceremonies and lots of dignitaries running and riding with us. And then on the 7th, we're going to have at the Yuba Street Veterans Hall, we're having the fundraiser for that T-shirt and for some other events. And that'll be an event that'll take place from 4 to 7, and there'll be free tri-tip and chicken that'll be cooked by Walmart Heart volunteers. So lots of events on top of our normal duties.
What was the dates on that again? You might want to repeat that, Don. That was on what, on the
That's going to be Sunday, August 7th. From 4 to 7 p.m.
Okay, and that's going to be the ride up to the...
No, that's August 5th, the ride.
Okay, so August 5th is the ride, and that starts when?
That starts at 11:40. We'll leave and depart Walmart Supercenter in Anderson to Reading Harley-Davidson.
Okay, so everybody mark those dates on their calendars, and then we'll you know, get as many people out there as possible. So we've got about a minute till a break here, and... so we'll have to come back and talk some more about the wall. I know you guys were involved in the wall, and then also what really drew my attention too is the Civil War stuff. So there's a bunch of different stuff that you guys do. I mean, it's just you guys seem like you got such a great organization here. It's for so many people to help with that. It's just great. So with that, I think we're getting pretty close to our break here, and we'll be back with Sovereign Minds in a minute or two. This is 1460 KCNR Free Fire Radio.
The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold grind.
I am so excited about the As Seen on TV store. What's going on? Did I hear something about a $19.95? Now it's this day only $9.95. What is it?
Well, it's the Ginsu knife. They sold millions of them for $20. You go to the state fair, they get $29.95, $30. If you go into the As Seen on TV store, $9.95.
Wait, there's more.
That's right. You buy one, we give you the second one free. That's two of them for $9.95. If you come in today and say you heard it on the radio, I'm going to put the third knife in, and it's still $9.95. Now, that's the knife that never gets dull, never needs to be sharpened. It'll last you forever. And they're only $9.95 for three of them. It lasts for years and years, and if it ever gets dull, you bring it into the store, we'll give you another one just like it.
That's great. As Seen on TV store, where are you located?
1746 Churn Creek Road. That's Shasta Center in Reading. You can also go to Chico, too.
And your hours?
We open every morning from 9 to 6.
That's great. The As Seen on TV store.
Have you been thinking about installing solar power system for your home or office? Maybe you looked into solar power a couple of years ago and thought it was way too expensive. Hi, I'm Dennis Patterson with West Coast Sustainables, and I have great news. The cost of a solar power system has dropped dramatically in the last 2 years, and the federal tax credits have increased to 30% of the cost of a system. Now is a great time to give solar a closer look. The news is full of warnings about the cost of energy going up soon, and the best way to keep your cost of energy cheap and stable is installing solar power. If you talk to us, we answer all of your questions, explain how solar works, and how it will affect your monthly bill. For a free in-home consultation, please give us a call, 524-9652, or email dennis@westcoastsustainables.com.
Emancipate yourselves from mental slavery. None but ourselves can free our minds. Have no fear for atomic energy, because none of them can stop.
We're back. This is Sovereign Minds, Free Fire Radio, 1460. Again, you guys can call in if you want or join on the chat room. Not sure what's going on in the chat room. I've been kind of busy here. But the number here is 530-605-4567 if you want to have any questions for Fred here. And also you can get into the chat room at kcnr1460.com. You know, with that Bob Marley song there, it kind of gives me the opportunity to, you know, give a quote here. Knowledge will forever govern ignorance, and a people who mean to be their own governors must arm themselves with the power which knowledge gives. And that was by James Madison. So with that, let's talk some more about what Fred does here. I know he's got a three-day event coming up with the wall that's involved in the wall, the Vietnam Veterans Wall. Is that what it is? Or?
Well, actually, that's what it used to be.
Oh.
It still is.
Oh, okay.
In the sense that the last time that the wall's ever been in Reading has always been simply the 80% Vietnam Wall.
Right, right, right.
Within the last few years, they've changed that to also encompass all the 9/11, all the Afghan and Iraq veterans, the Fort Hood massacre veterans, all police and firemen. They have a section for all presidents, and they have lots of patriotic other things that are there. So basically, this is a total kind of history community type event now that's a traveling tribute.
So it just encompasses everyone and everybody who's, you know, been in service to our country.
Yes, and soldiers, firemen, policemen, everybody.
And also, isn't the Declaration of Independence, there's going to be that and yes, documents like that presented?
Oh, the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, a very beautiful patriotic package that you can get that has some of those historic documents. So this is a total event for the community.
So it's a three-day event.
It's a three-day event. They'll come in and arrive the 6th, and we'll use our escort ability to help them come down from Washington through the Missing in America team from Oregon, and then we'll pick them up. And actually, the last part of that run will be an escort starting out at about Mountain Gate, that anybody that wants to come and ride with us to bring the wall into the convention center can come and join us there, too.
Do you have to have a motorcycle to do that?
You know, we would probably want it to be motorcycles rather than add cars into the mix, although we can do that.
What about a big maroon Dodge truck with stickers all over it?
You know, everybody's welcome to do everything. I learned that in this business I adjust to everything. And so the biggest thing with any of our escorts is the front person has to be one of my people, and the last person has to be, and then everybody included in that is covered under my insurance and my liability, which is where our biggest cost for MIAP comes into.
I see.
It costs us about $3,000 just to keep liability insurance for our veterans across the and riders that are workers and volunteers. But I include in that if they ride in an escort with us, we have a $50,000 life insurance policy. Mm. I have accidental health policy of $50,000. That way, if somebody is blocking a road or doing some traffic for us and they're hurt, they're covered.
Well, that's good.
And you're not doing it just out of the blue.
Yeah, it's nice to know that you got that kind of coverage. Yeah. So if anything
and what
does
day
happen,
is that you're going to be at Mountain Gate bringing it in, and what time?
Well, the time hasn't been decided yet, but I think they don't want to bring it in until about 3 o'clock in the afternoon, so we'd probably be at Mountain Gate departing at about 2:30, roughly. That's not locked in. But
is that at the fire department there, or is that where you guys are going to be?
Pardon me?
In Mountain Gate at the fire department?
No, we'll probably meet at one of the, just on the off-ramp off there and stage at one of the gas stations, and then the truck will just pull off the road, we'll fall in around it and bring it in for the rest of the way.
I see.
It's just a real stop-and-go type of
event. So it's going to be coming north, from north to south?
Yes.
So you probably guys will probably go on the right side, so it'll probably be the Shell station then.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
That would be my guess at this stage. And that'll be August 6th. And then they come in August 6th and leave it at the convention center, and then we set it up, and we'll start security, 24-hour security on it from that time until they set it up and until they leave on the 9th of August.
Oh, very good, very good.
And what are the hours for viewing? Can somebody come at any hour of the day to view the wall? Or
actually, I've been involved with the old part of the wall. This is my first time with the new part, but every time we've done it, it's 24 hours open. We have security out there, and to tell you the truth, I think some of the most momentous times I've had, because I personally am a Vietnam veteran, but I would never go to the wall, and I swore I'd never be around it. It just was something I couldn't do.
Too much emotion, yeah.
But when I had to guard it, I watched people come in the dark, and they would hide out in the trees, and they would look around, and then they'd gradually get a little bit closer, or they'd do something different. And so you don't have to do anything you don't want to do, but it's for everybody to heal their wounds.
Right. Well, we thank you for your service anyway. It's a lot. Okay, so the other part of that was I heard something about food.
Mission in America Project will provide free hamburgers and hot dogs and maybe a tri-tip and chicken, but we'll feed for all 3 days. We'll feed all firemen, policemen, and veterans that show up with families. We'll have a donation jar if anybody wants to leave a donation. But Walmart, Heart, and MIAP will cook and do all of the work and donate food for everybody for most of the 3 days.
Do you need any volunteers to help with feeding during those days, or are you all booked up with that?
Well, actually, we probably have as many volunteers as I need without getting people stepping on each other, but there are always lots of help that is always required for the wall. We'll be going out and requesting help for security. We'll be going to, like, Boy Scouts to run the computers to help people look up the names of their loved ones on the wall.
You need any help, additionally, you might consider coming by the Tea Party on a Monday night and announce that. And I'm sure there'll be plenty of volunteers because we got a group there that likes to get things done.
They're not far out of my – she's on my email. They get everything I do to request for help. I'm on my knees to them constantly.
I just thought I'd throw that out there.
Yeah, just let us know what areas that you need some volunteers, and I'm sure I can get some people together for you, Fred.
Thank yeah, God. Very good. So that was on August the 6th. From
the now, the wall is in October.
Oh, October.
During Big Bike Weekend. Exactly. And it's October 7th.
Well, 7th through the 9th is when it'll be open for viewing.
See, so I'm all screwed up here, and so I'm just trying to keep these dates and
yeah,
stuff.
He's got a couple different events. He's a very busy man. He's got two or three of them going.
Is there a website that they can go to get a list of all the events and dates and times and so forth?
Actually, I have a website. It's wwmiap.us, and that's where they can go and read about us and do donations, but I don't have an event website as such. However, that's to change this week.
Oh, very good.
One of the things that happened on a show I was on here a couple days ago or a week ago with Carl, and I told people that we were moving out of an office because I had a choice of paying rent or burying 10 veterans a month or pay rent. So
right.
I opted for no rent. Some listeners heard that and have provided us with a free office.
Wow.
And they also have websites and event calendars and stuff, the Shasta Trading Post, and we'll be posted on them. So we will publish soon where all of these events will be happening.
But they'll be able to, before that happens, they'll still be able to call in to the numbers that I gave as well.
Yes.
So that they can get some more detailed information on the events. That's 530-229-9000 if you want to talk to Fred, and 945-1957 for Dave Woodcock. So anyway, that's...
And at the same time, I'll be posting those events for you, too, on the Ready
on
Tea,
the Ready Tea Party
yes,
site.
Bet,
very good.
So.
Very good.
And they can always contact me to get a hold of Fred, which you can contact me at 221-0101, and we can give you what information you need and times and help them out.
Very good. Very good. Yeah, so that would be call Linda at 221-0101. If the North State Consultants answers, then don't worry. Just ask for Linda.
Yeah. I forget that piece.
Okay, so we got the... what about the Civil War thing? What's going on with this Civil War deal?
Well, in Missouri, we've had a number of funeral homes that have decided to come on board with us. Two funeral homes last year gave us almost 2,600 cremated remains to identify that are veterans. And out of that, we found a number of veterans that were born in the 1840s, some Civil War, a Spanish-American War veteran. I mentioned earlier that we buried a couple, a man and his wife, he was a Civil War soldier, and he was on the shelf and her both since 1923. So it was 93 years or 98 years on the shelves. We now have 13 more that we're going to bury this Tuesday, the 26th, in St. Louis. We have actually the first Vietnam Medal of Honor recipient. Will be the guest speaker, the keynote speaker at that ceremony.
Wow.
And will bury the youngest guy was died in 1937. Everybody else was born in 1840s, 1860s, and all died prior to that. So this is a very, very dignified group and very much heroes in our mind that fought.
Right. And that was in Missouri, huh? What in that St. Louis?
Yes.
Yeah, I was kind of wondering because Linda has a son in Missouri, so he's out of Springfield, you know, and in case he's listening over the Internet, how you doing, Matt?
and this will take place at Fort Leavenworth, actually.
Oh, Fort Leavenworth.
They'll be buried at Fort Leavenworth, Kansas.
Oh, that's Kansas. Yeah, I was going to say, I went to Fort Lost in the Woods, Missouri. I mean, Fort Leonardwood. And so I know about Missouri
yeah.
So
a little bit.
For the burial back there, is it just you that is going back to St. Louis, or is there a group from here that goes back to
the
honors?
I have representatives in about 48 states. I have about 1,200 volunteers.
Wow.
And my assistant with Missing in America is headquartered in Missouri, Linda Smith, and she's the one that set this up, and she'll do that. I won't make the Missouri trip.
Wow.
The next trip we will make that's a burial from here will be that on August 15th, we have 13 veterans to bury in Salt Lake City, Utah. And so we'll be doing that trip. And, in fact, the person behind me is the new Mrs. Solanti.
Oh,
and she'll be traveling with
us. To meet her, Julie.
So no wonder she was blushing. The blushing bride, you know, I mean. So, you know, I think we're getting pretty close to a break. And then when we come back, we will be talking about what happened up in Fort Jones with it's Dylan.
Dylan Frick.
Dylan Frick, yeah. I actually know his father fairly well, Brian. But, yeah, so we'll be coming back with that in a minute. I'm going to get one last quote in here, Government, even in its best state, is but a necessary evil, in its worst state, an intolerable one. With that, we'll go back and get a break here. It's 1460 KCNR, Free Fire Radio, and we'll be right back.
Are you taking time for yourself? Nancy Sutton's House of Yoga is your timeout location. It's a spa for the body, mind, and spirit. Non-competitive, therapeutic, nurturing, and welcoming are some of the words commonly used of the House of Yoga experience. Devoted teachers guide you lovingly through each class. No yoga experience is necessary. Physical limitations are not an obstacle. Men, women, and mature children are welcomed. Yoga is not merely an exercise for the body. It heals you through all aspects of yourself, body, mind, and spirit. We emphasize listening to your inner wisdom, which is always teaching you how to heal and thrive in the midst of your life. The House of Yoga, 246-7256, or the website nshouseofyoga.com. And remember, give yourself the gift of time.
Hey, Jack, you got a sec?
Yeah, sure, come on in.
Yeah, I was wondering if you... Jack, your hair's on fire.
Yeah, I know. I just need to finish this sales report, and then I'll probably, I don't know, let me lie down for a bit. But I'm sure it'll go away.
But the flames are getting bigger. Shouldn't I... Your hair, there's so much fire.
No, I'll be fine. What can I help you with? Oh, dear. Well, at least we know the sprinkler system works.
You wouldn't ignore this. So why ignore the signs of a stroke? If you or someone you know suddenly experiences numbness of the face, arm, or leg, or sudden trouble speaking, seeing, or walking, don't wait to get help. Call 911 right away, because time lost is brain lost. To find out more, visit www.strokeassociation.org or call 1-888-4-STROKE. This message brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
We are back. Sovereign Minds Radio, 1460 KCNR, Free Fire. Yeah, we're back here with our guests, Fred and Linda. And we got a few more things to talk about that we kind of wanted to get on the air here. I know we wanted to bring and talk about Dylan Frick and what happened up there in Fort Jones and what's ongoingly happened. You know, our heart really goes out to him and his father, Brian. You know, if you're out there listening, Brian, this is Mark Kent, just in case you know, I do your taxes. But, yeah, I wanted you to bring that up because it's a sad story of what's happening here. And I'm just, you know, I'm overwhelmed, you know, at what you told me. So maybe you can go over that a little bit, Fred, and tell us what's going on there.
Okay, yeah. Dylan was diagnosed a few months ago with some brain tumors. And so it's been a very rough road for him. He's been in Stanford undergoing treatment, and the treatments have not been very satisfactory. It was at a position that they were trying to have a barbecue at the Rayrica Armory about 3 weeks ago, and he was so ill that he was unable to attend and was still at Stanford. They wouldn't release him from there. I've been working with Walmart Heart, who they've taken him on as one of their project children, and of course we partner with them on that. The one thing that we were able to do so far is on the 4th of July, He had stated, Dylan had stated, that he wanted to see a big league baseball game. And so Walmart Heart and MIAP bought him tickets to the Oakland A's.
That's great. You know, and I mean, so, I can totally relate to that. I mean, my son had cancer when he was nine, and the Make-A-Wish Foundation. Actually, his wish was to go to Disney World, and they flew us out to Disney World. So it sounds like this. I hadn't really known a lot about this Walmart Heart, but it sounds like they're kind of on the same page as the Make-A-Wish Foundation.
I think the beauty of this program is that it's not necessarily Walmart Incorporated. This is Walmart truck driver volunteers that get together and volunteer their time, some of their own money, and it's a combination of really a heart project. And it's a little bit more down to earth with personal. Of course, I was born and raised in Mount Shasta, and Tony Ginocchio, who's the Walmart Heart representative from everything west of the Mississippi, is in contact with me, and they've requested me for next Saturday night to go to Greenview, which is actually where they live, and to escort them to Fort Jones for another barbecue and fundraiser that will take place in the evening. And so we will go up and do our lights and flags and take them with honor.
Is Dylan still down at...
No, he is now home.
Oh, so he's home now.
He is not doing well, and he's on respirators, and he's in very bad shape.
I see.
But he's home.
Well, that's good. Yeah, I spent quite a bit of time down there at the Ronald McDonald House myself, so I can really, my heart really goes out to him. But it sounds like you guys are just doing some great things with these programs. We probably need to move on, otherwise we're going to get teary here. But what else have we got that we can talk about, Fred? I mean, there's so much. You know, the Missing in America project has so many facets to it, it looks like to me, that, man, there's just, it seems like we could go on and on and on and on. So
I think to put kind of a perspective on this whole thing is that we buried about 1,100 veterans that we found so far. We have about 6,000 people that we're researching right now to identify. On September 12th on Medical Lake outside of Spokane, we have a service for 100 veterans, which will be our largest ceremony at one given time. So we'll all be traveling from here to Medical Lake at Spokane. I think the biggest thing is that there's 54,000 funeral homes in the United States. We had two give us over 2,600 names. Many will have none, but you can see that we barely touched the tip of the iceberg at 1,200 funeral homes to 54,000. I think the enormity of this project is just overwhelming, but we're plugging away.
Wow. Well, you guys are amazing. I mean, I got to say.
If somebody wanted to get involved with MIAP, how would they go about doing that, Fred?
Well, the first thing is if you go onto the website at www.miap.us, it says right on the very front page at the top if you want to be a supporter. And if you click and put your information in, you'll get the newsletters. That's the same newsletter that you're looking at, Mark.
Right.
And so you can keep up with our activities. We'll put you out our mailers to what we're doing and how to become involved. If you really want to be serious and be an active volunteer, then you really need to contact me at 229-9000, and then I switch you from a supporter to a volunteer. And then you get onto a different list of things that make it a little bit more to come out and help and be involved. You're already on the list, Linda, so don't even think about it.
I've been on a few lists myself, but I'm not sure they're the same kind.
Yeah, I wasn't going to ask which list I was actually on.
My wife has a list. Anyway, have we got anything else here? Because I got a couple headlines that I can read. But
no, I think you need to go on whatever you got, Mark. I think we've said as much as that we can say at this time without beating.
Well, I can't thank you enough for coming in.
Thank you so much for coming in.
Yeah,
Fred.
You've been great, and it was really nice meeting you. And you know, if there's anything we can do to help out with any of these projects, you know, get a hold of us and let us know.
You just did the one thing you can do, is help us get the word out.
That's it. That's what we're trying to do here, is just whatever we can.
Okay.
Thanks, Fred. We totally
appreciate
it.
You bet. Thank you both.
Okay. Okay, so I've got a couple of headlines here, or more of a, you know, I can hear you guys. Anyway, more of an opinion column here. You know, this is talking about the debt-fueled economy stuck on empty. This is from Mike Maloney and at his website at wealthcycles.com. You know, and it goes into, as Congress and the executive branch fight their way toward the U.S. debt ceiling and the deadline, consumers and corporations continue sitting on their hands. Despite trillions of stimulus bucks, despite cash for clunkers, rebates for first-time homebuyers, banks and auto company bailouts, the U.S. and world economies are still stuck in first gear. The reason? The elixir of the go-go 90s, the joy juice that fueled the irrational exuberance of the 2000s, has curdled. Debt, which has fueled the economy growth for the past century, is now stuck in its throat like a chicken bone. Economist and Federal Management Head Mark Dow says the economy won't recuperate until individual consumers get their houses in order. This story is very simple. Households have too much debt, and until they get out from underneath that debt, demand is not going to come back. And only when demand comes back will companies start to invest again. The reality is the demand is not there, says Dow in a recent interview with Matt Nesto of Yahoo Finance. Households are going to have to get their balance sheets in order. Government cannot fix individual household balance sheets, Dow continued. If consumers do not borrow, businesses are not going to borrow nor invest, and that is deflationary. It almost sounds as though the Dow has borrowed a page. So, you know, the thing is, you've got to get your houses in order out there. You got to get your debt under control. You know, we're going to be having a hyperinflation if we get into QE3 here. So it's a good time to start accumulating and preparing. When I say accumulating, you should be storing up on food. You should be storing up on silver. You should be getting out of the markets. You know, financial preparation would include, you know, getting out of the stock market, in my opinion, and getting into some solid assets, you know, gold, silver, because those are the only things, the commodities that hold their value when we get into an inflationary cycle. When he's talking about deflationary, yeah, and they're trying to solve that problem by printing more money, and, you know, that hasn't worked, so they're going to probably try it again because, of course, gold isn't money, according to Bernanke. It's just tradition. So, I mean, you can't steal that one. I mean, you know, that just gives me a quote here that I have to go to this quote. And, you know, I don't make jokes. I just watch the government and report the facts. And that was Will Rogers. I mean, yeah, that guy was a seer. There's no question. I mean, because you don't have to make jokes. All you have to do is see what these guys are doing. And, you know, the other one that I had here on the list was it's dangerous to be right when the government is wrong. And that's Voltaire. So, you know, we want you guys, we would like to thank our guests tonight, you know, Linda Kent and Fred Salanti and Chandler for operating the board there. You did a great job. And, you know, I want to remind you all to go to ReadingTeaParty.com so that you guys can, you know, start getting involved, start getting educated, start, you know, doing something. Get up off the couch. You know, your grandchildren are going to look back at you and go, why didn't you do something if you continue to watch TV? So, you know, you got to get up and do something. We got to get educated, get involved. Remember, the Tea Party meets at Bonnyview Baptist Church. We are the Reading Tea Party, the only Tea Party, I should say, the only real Tea Party.
Remember, again, that's changed to Destiny Fellowship.
Oh, yeah. And that's at Bonnyview Baptist Church. I had to throw that dig in there. Sorry, guys. What can I say? There's several tea parties in town. And, you know, just get out to whichever one that, you know, you want to be involved with, because everybody needs to do something. You know, make sure to listen to We the People Radio, 8 to 10 a.m. Sunday mornings, and Sovereign Mind Radio, 6 to 7 Sunday evenings. You know, get involved, you know, do something, talk about the issues, talk to your neighbors, you know, prepare a go bag, store food, you know, buy silver until they run out of gold, or run out and then buy gold, you know, get financially prepared, get your house in order, because what's coming, is just going to get worse and worse in my opinion. And even if it doesn't, you know, the old Boy Scout saying, it's better to be prepared. It's always better to be prepared. So, you know, some of the stuff that we got our information from, you need to look at maybe RT.com, Russian television. And, you know, it's how ironic is that, that you can get more information from Russian television than you can the mainstream media.
More truthful information anyhow.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, that's just, I can't even tell you how bad that is. So, you know, the mainstream watchdogs have become the lamestream lapdogs. So, you know, start getting out there and getting some information from other sources. Start investigating. Start asking questions. Start, you know, looking at the hard truths of things and preparing yourself for those things. And so we're just about out of time here. And I've got a surprise guest next week I'm not going to reveal. So, you know, hopefully we have the guest. We're still working on it. But I will be seeing you all next week. You have a great week. Okay. Sovereign Minds Radio, 1460.
It's rolling down tracks, once leading to somewhere, like a broken down train. The stones fall from heaven, hear the rumble of war.
Thank you for listening to KCNR 1460 AM, the home of free fire.